Hello, everybody. Welcome to Size Talk. Yes, I am here. Today is a special occasion, apparently, because we are now at season 3. I know, shocking twist, isn't it? I mean, for the fact that I somehow reached to season 3. Sorry, there has been a very lack or at least amount of posting, especially for the fact I'm trying to figure out new subjects or things to talk about when it comes to the size fetish community, and there's a lot of stuff to be said or things to bring up, updates for the fact of what I've been doing, and a lot to bring to you guys and for fellow fans who like to keep listening and hearing to this podcast, which I greatly appreciate because, one, there has never been a size-related podcast or things about microphilia or anything like that in amongst other podcasts besides its audiobooks and some other things. When it comes to podcasts, this is pretty much the very first one. So just to clarify, I do gratefully appreciate for all those that tend to listen to my podcast and like to hear me talk about random fetish stuff, which is sort of embarrassing to talk about out loud, but at least all of you guys appreciate for what I do. So today's subject we're going to be talking about today is, well, let's see, I was down the line of I've done piracy, which still is a problem. I still don't understand why people seem to share around videos like candy when in reality you're destroying the producer's work and not supporting the models that have been taking the time to make your fantasy into reality. Support artists on Patreons. I have told people about roleplay respect, and it's a two-way street. I've talked about producers, several other things. I talked about what got me into Giantess-related stuff. Oh, okay. I got one. So, for today's subject, we're going to be talking about is when it comes to requesting role plays on Twitter and other social media websites. It has been kind of an issue lately when it comes to certain, like, Twitter. I'll use that as an example, where I've seen posts where Giantess or people that are artists that like to be the Giantess like being that role, but they don't want to be bombarded with messages. And that has become an issue lately that I've seen throughout the days. And to clarify, guys out there, other tinies like me, respect the Giantess, okay? Messaging her and doing this random post, or same thing with macro furries. I've seen the same post. Some dude just randomly made a situation happen and the guy was like, okay, I mean, we didn't even get to know each other, didn't even give me a cup of coffee or something. I mean, there's a lot that could be said about this, and I have noticed this a lot lately. And it seems to be where most guys just can't handle the fact that, you know, I'm not being role played with, so I might as well just bother them with a whole bunch of messages or make it happen. Guys, it doesn't work out that way. It makes things more awkward and it stresses out the person that you're trying to role play with. This is basically another part to the proper way to role play. And trust me, you need to pretty much respect to the fact that, you know, it is still a person. She or he, the Giantess or Giant, are still people. You have to respect that person by saying, hi, how are you doing? Make conversation, talk. Hey, do you like this type of stuff? Do you like to role play sometimes? And if they are not in the mood, but they do like that type of stuff, then you respect those wishes. If they feel like they are in a role playing mood, then okay, set something up. Set saying, how would you like to bring the situation? Or you just want to jump into it. There are a lot of ways you can go into a role play. It's just that you need to respect the person that you ask. Or at least just don't make a random Twitter that or tweet that's just going to like make the situation happen, because it won't, because that's a more likely way or chance for someone to automatically just block you or otherwise just not even respond. So remember, tinies out there, respect Giantess and Giants and macro furries, because they're all people on the other side of these screens. They like to have respect just as much as you do. And I do the same thing with all my role plays. I mean, before I was a guy that was thirsty. I was really wanting to be with Giantess so bad and stuff like that. And I know noticed so far after like doing that, when I first tried it, it was very disrespectful. The Giantess didn't like it. They didn't like to be bombarded with 15,000 messages. And yeah, I'll admit it, I wasn't the best person when I first started role playing. I'm not like gonna say it was a bad experience. This taught me a lot of things that I need to be more respectful. And if the person does not want to role play right now, you have to respect their wishes and, you know, just be that friend or person they like talking to from time to time. If they feel like they're in the mood, okay, then you can start it. But that is the main factor here, because that is a problem amongst the size role-playing community when it comes to this type of stuff, because people still out there like to just keep randomly direct messaging or making a Twitter post or social media or Instagram or any of those type of things where they just don't like seeing that stuff. They want to actually, like, you know, talk, have a conversation, build it up to that point where they feel comfortable enough with you that they say, okay, we can start role playing. And then you're all set. This is literally like the easiest steps into trying to get a better reputation when it comes to role playing. I've seen people going from, I'm going to force you to do this, or they're going to make the situation where you can't change it. And it's just annoying, because this is like a relationship. It's like a two-way street. And surprising enough that this is going to be season 3. I'm still shocked about that. So before I cut this episode off, I will be making sure to be at SizeCon 2019. So if you go there, you will see me pretty much walking around. I'll probably have the Size Supporters sticker on and, you know, business cards and whatnot. But I will be there. I will make it happen. I will do the best I can to be there in New York for SizeCon 2019 to see all the awesome people that I met before and shake hands and meet producers, all that jazz. And then hopefully we'll have some special episodes for the Size Talk podcast from the producers and ask them a couple of questions along with their models. I hope you guys keep staying on, keep listening, keep being awesome people. Be respectful to your giantess, giants, and micro furries.